Good on you. Hello.
Hey there, dear. How's it going?
Well met, friend.
Hello to you there.
Hello there.
Well, hello there.
Good to see you.
Warm winds and hello.
This is so exciting. Wow. Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights Podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community, by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hello, I'm Dave, Eat the Surf.
And I'm Skunk King, a.k.a. Skunk.
And I am Rachel, a.k.a. Rainamon.
And you're listening to the only
Neverwinter Nights Podcast,
where we talk about everything to do with anything that's even remotely related to
Neverwinter Nights.
Both one
and two.
So who's that other voice we have, Skunk?
Ladies and gentlemen, now introducing Grace Slick.
Hi, everybody.
Well, my notes say this is Rachel.
Oh. Well, it's kind of me.
Oh, cool. What? And to whom do we owe the pleasure?
That's a good question. I'm wondering why I'm here myself.
I don't know why I'm here.
An existential question.
Actually, Rachel is the replacement for the other co-hosts. They've been fired from These Old Geeks, laid off before the holidays.
Oh man, yeah, that's not funny.
No,
that's what.
That is horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, didn't that happen over at Wizard of the Coast?
Yes, it did, and it happened to the One Up team also. They had these are two different podcasts. I'm here talking about. The Dungeons & Dragons podcast had a talk host, Dave Noonan. He was laid off before the holidays by the most honorable Wizards of the Coast.
That's right. Didn't they just start that podcast up?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but he was also one of the lead writers for the fourth edition.
Well, that doesn't bode so well.
No. Well, I don't know. Hard telling.
Well, our condolences to anybody that's dealing with anything like that. You guys are dealing with snow, right? That's no fun either.
Mm-hmm. Tons of it.
Yeah.
You heard about the one-up team?
No.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they got paid for doing podcasting, and their podcasting team got laid off also. They, laid off, a bunch of their staff, too. This is kind of late news. It's kind of because I've been on the show since the first of the month. But, yeah, a lot of podcast shows, the paid ones, are going down. Except for the D&D one's still going. But you won't hear some of the former employees on there.
So apparently the deal is if you have slaves that work for free, you still have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yay!
So welcome to the podcast, Rachel.
Yay!
Another
I
slave.
Love to be a slave.
Yeah, don't move your legs too much. You hear the chains rattling as we've chained you to the mic.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to help me, I'd appreciate it.
Try and save her, folks. Try.
Yeah, aren't you... Don't you have some voice acting stuff going on, Rachel?
Yes, actually. I've done a little bit for Icewind Dale, where I got to be a character called Terry for one of the NPC projects. And I also am doing some stuff for Neverwinter Nights 2, like Isle of Ash. I did the main character, the main, interacting character. Marissa Kiziris, I believe, was her name. And I'm also working on Deathstalker, doing a voice there, which is by Mel, who did Bishop's Romance. And I'm also working with her on writing stuff as well for some upcoming modules. So I'm getting some voice work and some writing work in, which is always a pleasure.
Awesome.
You're working with Domi Soto.
Yes.
Yes. I fell in love with her voice.
and he's not kidding.
She does have a lovely voice.
Well, as do you. So I'm glad we've changed you to the mic.
Yes, very, very glad.
You like it, don't you?
Downscum.
Why, yes, I do.
Okay. It's time to tame the skunk.
The CCP Community Creature Pack is recruiting.
Really? What do they need?
They need more creatures.
Do they have a skunk?
I believe CCEP does.
That's right.
I could use a skunk head for...
You know, I needed a...
Midcast stuff.
I needed a piercer and a thing I was working on. I wanted a Neverwinter Nights one thing. I wanted a piercer. You ever seen those?
Piercer?
Is that
yeah, those are way back. Those are
like the
first edition.
Like Scorpion Men, pretty much?
No, a piercer is a... Well, let's see, is it a stalagmite or a stalactite that goes down?
Yeah, they have those.
Oh.
They have drop.
So they have those now? They already have that in there?
Yes.
Sweet!
They have an assortment of creatures, mostly from the D&D monster manuals that Dave and I are fans of. How about you, Rachel? You play D&D and ever read any of the monster manual books?
Yes, it's one of my many guilty pleasures, actually.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I used to love the Terrace. I think that was in third edition, that was the monster with the most hit points.
Yeah, and for miniatures, it had the most lead, I think.
My favorite creature from the CCP is the Dragon Turtle. Have you checked out CCP before, Dave?
You know, I got it, and I started to get into... looking through it, and I, you know, 10 different projects came up, so I haven't. I've got it actually loaded into a mod, and I haven't dug through it.
How about another project to stack on there? How about we review each of the creatures from CCP over the vidcast?
Okay. Maybe not every single one. They've got, like, what?
No, let's do them all.
We'll do them all, damn it.
Yes.
All right.
You
brew the coffee. I'm there. Maybe we'll get Rachel in there. We'll do. Hey, you know what? We can do that one as a musical.
It's the Terrace, and it's coming for you. So you watch out, or it'll chew you too.
Rock on.
Sorry, spontaneous song.
Works. Head, thorax, abdomen. Speaking of random songs, we've been singing insect songs all day.
But any particular insects?
Nope, just the all insects. All insects have head, thorax, abdomen, eyes, and six. What is it? Eyes, six wings, and eyes, six legs, antennas, and wings.
I can't remember what it was, but somebody released a bag of bugs hack to the vault recently. And had a pretty wicked demon babe slicing them up.
You're in a wicked mood, skunk. We should just turn you loose. Small children, get out of the way. Skunk is loose and he's got teeth.
Well, now, folks, the CCP team works to keep their hacks updated in line with the releases of CEP. For PW Game Worlds, trust me, you'll be able to unlock many story possibilities with a wicked lineup of new characters and creatures from the CCP Community Creature Pack. So have no fear and check it out.
Yeah, I remember now when I had first started opening it up, it's like every creature I pulled out is like, oh, and you want to do a whole mod for each one, you know? It's like, because they're cool. Well, if you read all the monster manuals... It's really cool. Okay, I'm a geek. So moving right along.
Is there any other podcasts you listen to, Rachel?
Oh, not particularly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of new to the whole podcasting world, so.
Well, that was Skunk's Inquisition voice. That was the Inquisitor. blasphemer, but you passed. So
I barely listen to too many others. Also myself, I listen to the Dungeons and Dragons one once in a while. It's going to be sad. I'm going to miss Dave Noonan.
I used to listen to some Fear the Boot a couple of times, but did you hear that one? It's a PNP one.
Yeah. He was actually the only one that would really kind of interest me in checking out 4th edition stuff, and then now he's kind of gone. I used to see, some people used to get kind of weird about 4th edition in the forums here and there, more so in the BioWare Obsidian forums, but I don't know. There's something about 4th edition, just kind of reluctant. I want to see it. I have to be shown it first before I delve into it more. But I'm going to miss Dave Noonan. I wish, if we had any contact to him, I wish you'd be more than welcome to come onto our show, Dave Noonan. If you
get it. There you go. We'll chain him to a mic. Yeah. And you know what? You can't get laid off when you're not getting paid.
Except for, and then I would have some company.
There you go. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Except for over here, Dave.
We're rated T for teen. Yes, Skunk?
Nothing. Edit that out.
That was Stephen Wright. Edit that out.
I could try to impersonate him.
You already do.
Oh, yeah. Let me try harder.
Okay.
Right. So I went into the... I was at a museum and I walked into a women's restroom. Excuse me, I thought this was an exhibit.
I spilled spot remover on my dog. Now he's gone.
That was so bad, it's actually funny. I mean.
Well. Speaking of other podcasts, we were interviewed recently at lagwar.com. It's mostly a Warhammer podcast, but they're mostly devoted to MMORPG guilds. And they invited us onto their show, and you listened to the previous episode. You'd heard excerpts from it. Actually, I think Trey might have gave us like the first whole half of that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was fun to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the second part of the interview with Lagwar.
Yeah, and actually at the very start of the podcast, as it was gaining traction of the Neverwinter Nights podcast, Jay and Trey did a lot of... telling people of what the different characters are, and you can actually just go back and listen to some of those podcasts and hear.
Actually, those were some of our most popular podcasts that downloaded over thousands of times.
Yeah, because people that aren't sure what they want, you want to be there, and you know you want to go in and experience this, but nobody wants to look like a noob, you know? It's like...
So what about your podcast? Like, what could someone who's never listened to it or never even thought about it, what would they kind of hear if they just started listening to it? Would they hear, like, well, I guess my question is if I started listening to it today, would I kind of, like, hear you guys role-playing on the podcast or talking about the game?
No, that's a great idea.
there has been a few episodes where we have role-played. But mostly we report the news in the community, much like I've actually been listening to y'all's podcasts for several weeks. Some of the same things that you guys do. We report the news, and then we usually have a main topic, which is either an interview with a community member or someone from one of the gaming companies, or we like to do what are called roundtables, where we have five or six people from the community who just get together, kind of like what we're doing here. And just kind of talk about a topic like storytelling in NWN, or we had a whole bunch of modders, or people who create those modules and worlds that we've been talking about. We had them on the show, and Michelle gathered all of them together, and they talked about how they made their modules and some of their challenges and things like that. So I guess we try to have the Never Winter Nights podcast cater to all aspects of the community, the players, the module makers,
custom content creators,
scripters, you know, anybody. I mean, it's
such a huge sprawling community.
Yeah, that we could do this. Well, we've done it for over a year now.
So if you were new and coming to listen to the current episode, you'd probably immediately you'd recognize that obviously we're talking about Neverwinter Nights and some news at the start and what we've been doing. But the interview, you know, it may be above your interest at that point. If we're talking about designing something then just go to the site and find a different one. We have them categorized for your interest.
Yeah, and hopefully soon I'll have a full index.
And that could be why maybe we're got to go back to the starting base of, you know, the different character types and things like that.
Well, take the current episode right now, where we have an interview with Atari producers John Mamias and Raphael Bayoun from Atari Europe, and they came onto our show telling the community that if you're interested in getting into the game industry and developing a paid module for the adventure packs to, you know, work up a plan and do a pitch.
Yeah,
and
they talked about ready for
milestones. They talked about milestones in game development to the community, and they talked about their works on their involvement with RPG games with these game developers like with CD Projekt and Obsidian for The Witcher and Neverwinter Nights 2. And they also asked for community feedback over the show too. So like interviews like that is, you know, that's important to the community to hear.
Yeah, so you'll hear everything from somebody who doesn't feel they're that important because they just play and have fun with the game.
And they're really
all the way
nervous.
Up to the people, yeah, to all the way up to you know, people that make it. So
Dave's really good on interviewing players. There's really not no like A-list or eliteness. I mean, with Neverwinter Nights, the players themselves are one of the greatest aspect to the game because a lot of the creators get their inspiration and creativeness to make adjustments to these game worlds based on the stories that the players create for themselves in our games.
Yeah, you know, you're hitting on the main reason when you asked why Neverwinter Nights is what it is. And Trey hit on it too, is everybody in World of Warcraft, great, you know, a world with beautiful graphics and all this and things to do, but the times I've played things like that, I feel like a cog in a machine after I've kind of explored and thought it's really gorgeous and all of that. But exactly the opposite happens in these Neverwinter Night worlds because it's like no longer I am the machine and they're the cogs making it work because I'm what they need.
Yeah.
To actually live and breathe, whereas the other world that when I've been in, I didn't feel as much like I was as important. But that, you know, that's not fair either, because I mean it's a fun game, you know, it's fun, and they're both fun, you know.
As far as the podcast and a new player, if you would go to our website and click on tips under the categories, there's episodes 21 through about 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see them.
Those will tell you all about the classes and sub-races and some of the D&D, you know, abilities and hit points and things like that that are used in the game. So back to your question about how the podcast could help is I would recommend listening to those episodes.
What episode do we have that we have some role-playing in? Do you know what number of?
The storytelling under roundtables, if you look on the roundtables category, there's three storytelling episodes, and beware those are long. And then if you want to know, you know, what goes on in Persistent Worlds, there's also a Persistent World roundtable that we did with Anacolia, which you heard us mention, and you can actually listen to like 5 DMs talk about their world and how they interact with their players.
Do you find a lot of older people, or, you know, like people my age, you know, 30-ish, or is there, I mean, is it a really vast group of people playing
it's everything.
Yes.
From a guy like that pulled up the game. I talked to a guy whose dad had the game. Actually, that was one of my interviews. Was his handle is based on his dad's handle because it was his dad's game, and now he has it. And although he was 19 or something, but then I'm 43. I actually, if you know, always go, oh geez, I'm old, and then I'll talk to someone who goes, nope, they're older. Okay, I'm humbled. Okay, I'm a kid. You know,
well, that's cool though. I mean, the game, like you were saying with the servers, there's so much different stuff on there. I would imagine that sounds like anybody could jump in there and have fun with it. Well, I mean, you guys have been around for what? I guess 2.5, going, I guess, be 3 years this year.
November of 2006. Was the first episode. Yep.
Wow. And,
actually Jay Smith, who he's kind of a part-time host now, he went on to do some Microsoft podcasting and stuff like that he's into now. So you won't hear him on the show as much, but in the early episode you'll hear him. He and I started the podcast out. We had a gaming clan who actually we were playing Unreal Tournament 2004 is mostly what we played, and Battlefield 2. One of the guys goes, hey, have y'all ever heard of Neverwinter Nights? And we go, no. And he goes, oh, yeah, I played that about 3 or 4 years ago. He told us about how you could set up your own private – you can actually set up your own private servers and just play with 3 or 4 friends if you want as well, you know, just like you can do with most games nowadays. And so he said, well, let's set up this – there's this world called Nordok. He said, let's set up a private server and we'll play that on gaming night. We had a gaming night set up. And so we started playing that, and Jay and I were talking one day over lunch. We worked together. When we were playing Battlefield 2, there was a Battlefield 2 podcast that we listened to. And then, you know, podcasts were kind of becoming popular, and people were starting to use them quite a bit to advertise, you know, either games or whatever they wanted to do with them. And we go, hey, I wonder if there's a Neverwinter Nights podcast. So we started looking around, and we couldn't find one. We go, hey, well, let's just start one.
Make one.
We did.
Yeah, a huge niche. I mean, and actually now, I mean, I my only claim to fame and probably how I got on the show was I was the first email sent to them.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's Dave is one of our first listeners.
Yeah, so, but it was such a huge need that nobody even knew we needed, you know what I mean? I mean, I had never actually gone online and played with anybody at that stage because, you know, it was, it can be intimidating, and I listened and all that, and I thought, well, I better get in there, and actually got my first DM'd adventure that I was the DM, and I brought people into my world, which, you know, then that they changed, and I picked that up through the comments of the podcast because there are other people saying, geez, I don't know what to do, with blah, blah, and I said, well, I'll DM for you.
Yeah.
Gulp, you know, it's like, but it felt safe, you know, it just felt like, oh, these guys have been listening to the same two guys that I've been listening to talk about the game, so they must be okay, and they won't think that I suck, you know, or they won't be too mean about it, you know.
Well, podcasting's really blown up in the last, well, just in the last year or two, it's just exploded, and, mm-hmm. I mean, has there been other podcasts that maybe came and went, or, I mean, have you guys really?
Well, right after we started the podcast, I did stumble across one of the forums, someone about 8 months before we started ours, they were asking around and trying to get people interested in doing one, but it never came about.
Yeah.
I don't remember who that was involved with that. They're probably still in the community. I don't know. But that's the only, as far as Neverwinter Nights is concerned.
Maybe they're one of your listeners.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, once I bought, I mean, when I bought Neverwinter Nights 2, that was the first thing I did while the game was installing. I went to Google and did a search for Neverwinter Nights podcast, and that's actually how I found you guys. And and even when I'm not playing I'll go a month or two without even playing the game, but even when I'm going through that spell, I still listen to the podcast because it kind of helps me keep up to date with, you know, things that are going on. A lot of it I may not even understand what you're talking about, but, you know, it's like it still familiarizes you with it, and it's still really interesting to talk to or listen to, even if you're not playing the game. It's just so much involved in it, and the community seems really, really into it. I know with some of the guests you guys have on, I listened to the show with the NWN convention, and it was really entertaining just to hear everything, and like I said, some of it's really over my head, but I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, it's people talking about what they like, and they're enthusiastic about it, so it's always fun to listen to people being jazzed about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
The last episode that we did of the year for 2007 is a good episode to listen to, because we actually, it's kind of long, but we actually go through every episode or everybody that we talk to that during the year. If you want to get a summary of everybody that we've, you know, had on the show for the whole year, that's a good episode to listen to.
Cool. Like singing.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Well,
we got kind of tipsy in that one too.
I suggest also, that one's great because we're all, the whole team, everybody's there. I'd also suggest listening to episode 64 where Skunk and I do a little
that one's hilarious.
Role play like we're somewhere.
Yeah.
And
I'm sitting at work listening to that, and I think I spewed my Diet Dr. Pepper all over my mouth.
Yeah, I might be looking straight at your fancy LCD monitor because they're hard to clean. But yeah, that, and do you have a favorite Skunk that you'd point people to?
I've been a fan of all of them, pretty much.
A little bit about how Skunk came onto the show. Actually, I think I was chatting with you in IRC, wasn't it, Skunk? And you told me you were the DM of the year, and I said, "Hey, you want to be on the show?" And
no, they were collecting listener hellos, and
yeah, that's what it was.
And so I said, "Hello, I'm Skunk Keen, and I'm the Grand Hall of Fame Dungeon Master."
Oh, that's right, that's right.
And then, Trey put me on the show when he interviewed me. Actually, I was scheduled to interview for Jack and the Beanstalk, which I did a kids module for. There's another thing about Neverwinter Nights. So that you can play it with kids, your kid, you can get on and play the game with them. It's and pretend you're Jack and Jack and the Beanstalk. And that ended up getting me onto the show. And then, yeah, Trey put Skunk on the guest host list. And then I was stuck needing a guest host. And he kind of came and took over an episode.
Yeah, that's
he was
cool.
A pirate. That's what episode in the 50s somewhere. Yeah, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So this is kind of a question, I don't know, for my personal knowledge, I guess. Whenever you get really involved in your role-playing, is it kind of hard when you kind of come back to real life? Is it hard to readjust yourself?
Yes. It is, because especially if you go to church too, you know, after playing such a satanic and evil game.
Oh, yeah.
Edit that out.
I remember that when I was little. I remember being little and actually being at church, and because one of my uncles was a preacher, and we went to the church to watch him preach one Sunday. And I remember D&D, the pen and paper was, I guess, getting popular at that time. And I still remember to this day them up there preaching about that, about how kids were getting possessed and, you know, how
actually,
it was just crazy.
Yeah, I have the, 700 Clubs pamphlet on that still. Just actually out there remind me that not everybody perceives things the way, you know, we do. And we know that it's not that, which is why when Skunk kind of throws that out there, it's like, no, the world's really not ready to joke quite about that.
But Trey's
very active in his church, and he's, you know, there's.
I mean, actually, when I started playing Neverwinter Nights, I didn't even actually realize that it was connected to D&D or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, after you've played these games, I mean, it seems absurd to think that you know, there's some kind of satanic whatever going on. And I mean, I was probably 4 years old when I heard that sermon in church. And, yeah. you know, it, that stuck with me.
Let's see. What episode did we have Lance Botel on? Listen to that episode.
He's a very
He actually has written modules that are Christian based, I guess you can call them.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. Cool. And they have a moral story behind them that could lead you to the Lord if.
Sure, that's what the whole thing. It depends on who's telling the story and what story. Right.
There's also the evil side of all this. You know, you have your evil characters and there are demons and stuff like that you have to fight and stuff like that. So I think that's where most of that comes from.
Yeah, it's from a lack of understanding of what we do.
But I would say 90% of the people that I play with, either on Persistent Worlds or Roleplay with, they always want to play a good person. You rarely, you know, except for Skunk, you rarely have somebody that wants to be evil.
I'm as evil as they come.
Well, and a lot of actually, there might be rules for a Persistent World that says only good characters as well, because
that's true.
For the person that runs the thing, it's so much easier if it's good guys and bad guys, because then I know you come on, you're the good guy, and I can put the bad guys in front of you to deal with.
As a dungeon master, I have no problem gaming for evil characters. If they want to commit crimes and do wrongs and such in the story, I give them the freedom to do so, but they also endure the consequences of it also. You know, if a mob of players end up wanting to get the torches and pitchforks and start hunting them down, you know, that's a possible, you know, exception of your wrongdoings. Mm-hmm. But as far as getting immersed into the storytelling and getting out of it, it's no different than acting. And, you know, there's it's all a big act, mostly. And it could take you from just role-playing your character, or it could take you into voice acting for modules.
Remember, it's all make-believe.
we talked about that in episode 64, where we do talk about how to, you know, getting into character and getting out of character. Mm-hmm. Also, while you're immersed in this world, you just hit a couple backslashes and you know, say something because you're out of character. I mean,
They have what's called OOC.
You know, I got to go grab something to eat. You know, I mean, you do it at the drop of a hat.
I do that a lot in Warhammer, which I put it in parentheses on there, but it gets constant.
And there's also a private channel if you just want to talk to one person that it's called a tell.
I mean, it sounds like this, you know, Neverwinter Nights has all of the elements that you would find in MMORPGs like World of Warcraft or Warhammer, but it sounds like it's got a whole other side to it as well with the community-based side of it, with the mods and all the different Persistent Worlds, and I mean, it sounds like it's gigantic. I mean, just, I guess it could be overwhelming standing outside looking in for somebody that's never played it before. It'd be like, where do I even start?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you just have to kind of get into it and see what it's about.
Yeah, it's kind of like a long dock and going out into the middle of a huge lake. Just jump in. Somewhere along the dock.
As huge as it looks, it is really intimate because like Persistent Worlds you go on, you might be just playing with six other people on their whole world.
And Skunk, I want to tell you, I want to ask you actually, were you the guy that did the voiceovers in Dungeons & Dragons Online? No. I mean, seriously, I'm being very serious. He sounds exactly like the DM voice in DDO.
Really? I have never played it, and
I had to ask because I know you said you were like a DM of the year and stuff, and I thought, well, maybe that's him.
I get that a lot. There's some people convinced that I'm Duke Nukem also.
Oh, wow.
He has done a couple actually community mods. So if you like the sound of Skunk's voice, there's what have you recently had released that your voice is in, Skunk?
There's a Spanish module that's just recently converted to English where I play the player characters. So not every module out there is where you create your own character. There's some, and this one is where you have a set player character, and I'm your character, and it's called King for a Day.
Cool. And then what's the remastered one?
I'm in a game called Hunt Through the Dark. It's a trilogy in progress. So I'm pretty much the narrator for that. And we're, I'm also part of a project that's redoing the voice audio for Pool of Radiance Remastered.
And yeah, it's actually based on the ancient old Pool of Radiance Gold Box, which then went into Neverwinter Nights 1, which then is getting put into Neverwinter Nights 2.
Those, by the way, are all Hall of Fame modules. There is a part of our community, they recognize module makers and things like that with Hall of Fame awards based on how popular your module is, how many times it's been downloaded, and some other aspects. And all those ones he's mentioned are Hall of Fames.
But if you're, it's not because I'm not on no A-list or anything. You could go.
Yes, you are. You are the A-list, baby.
Both of you folks from Lagwar, if you're interested, just go to our forum, say, hey, look, you're interested in getting voice acting, and there might be module developers that will snag you up.
Well, we did a little monologue-type thing for a guild spotlight that we did on a Dungeons & Dragons online guild, and it was pretty cool. I'd never done anything like it before, but we got a voice actor to record this big thing I'd wrote out, where a DM would kind of lay the story out of what's going on. And then I had sound effects in the background, like the battles between orcs and people, and then the dragons flying around. You could hear dragons scream, and it was really cool. But, you know, the voice actor that did that, he said he'd been in a couple mod stuff, and I was really happy with how it came out. And, I mean, as far as voice actors like that, is that a big thing in these mods? I mean, is it pretty well done?
Sometimes. It's getting better and more attention for it.
It's a community of people doing things on their own, so it depends on, you know, how much time you had to do it, and if you managed to find Skunk to make him your narrator.
Yeah.
Or if you got stuck with me, who has a geeky voice, then that's what you're stuck with.
I'm the same. I hate my voice. But
or the redneck from Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something, those monologues are something we're going to try and do every time. Well, not every time we do a spotlight, but we're going to do those every so often. So maybe we can get you guys to sit in on one sometime.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
Great. I was going to say, I listened to a couple of your last episodes this past week. I really liked the way that in one of the episodes y'all fired up the game and you were playing the game while you were talking about news and community.
Gosh.
I thought that was cool.
Wow. We were really.
And I've actually put that on our 2009 ideas list. If you don't mind, we might try that on some episodes too.
Oh, we kind of thought that. Oh my gosh, people are going to be so bored listening to this.
Yeah. But
well, there were a couple of stretches where I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But
we've gotten a lot of feedback on that when people were like, man, that was so awesome where you guys just were playing the game and talking. And I thought, really? I was scared that it was going to be so boring, people were just going to turn it off.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought, because I was like, okay, silence.
And so if y'all don't mind, we'd like to try that as well on our podcast.
Oh, no, man.
That would actually be great, especially for me to listen to, because now I'm kind of interested, and I think I want to see the planted keys.
Like next time Dave and I are on, we'll go jump on Realms of Anacolian while we're running around.
Oh, there you go.
We can do the news.
Voice for Pablo Goodale,
I thought that was cool the way you did that. So,
yeah, thanks. Really appreciate it. Well, we're getting pretty deep into this here. I guess we'll try and close things out. What's something from the people maybe that had never heard of you guys before, had never listened before? What's some stuff that they can expect in the future from you guys? We got anything big coming up? I know you got the new site launched, and it looks
right.
Really good.
Yep, we got the new site. Got the new site up and launched. Still a little tweaking that we need to do. There's some text in some of the posts that I don't like, how it grays them out where you can't hardly read them. I got to get some of that fixed. As far as what's coming up, we have some interviews with a couple of Game Worlds coming up in January. I'm sure we'll probably air part of this interview as well on our episode, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't think of anything really big coming
Snook's
up.
Snook's got something rolling up. We're kind of also branching out a little bit into a visual medium.
Oh, that's true. Yes, his vidcast is going to be firing up in January. Skunk is doing lots of videos about either working in the tool set or or highlighting one of these persistent worlds that we've been talking about, and you can actually get visuals of those, you know, while they talk about it or he interviews somebody. You want to say some more about that, Skunk?
Yes, sure. There's also going to be the DMFI How to Be a Powerful Dungeon Master tutorials that I'm going to be creating to show you how to dungeon master as powerful as me. And you'll be able to go out there on your own wicked adventures.
Since they're asking what's up and coming in the show to listen to, the vidcast is, we're all totally stoked that the vidcast is coming. And but the part of the cool thing is you're not quite sure what's coming up with Neverwinter Nights podcast,
because
it's keeping its finger on the pulse of the community and in different ways, because Skunk's looking out for different things than I'm looking out, than Michelle's looking out for, than Trey's looking out for. And when it pops in there, we go, oh, we got to at least get this into the news. And then that turns into a little bit of a lag time to hit an interview. But, you know, it's cool. It expect what's up and coming in Neverwinter Nights to community to be on the podcast.
Great. Yeah, looking forward to it. Do you guys have a guild or anything, or is it just, I mean, where's, like, if somebody's new and they're looking for the community, should they just go to BioWare.com, or is there a place to find other people to play with?
Oh, there's tons of places. There's, okay, the best, one of the other best ways to end up finding a game and getting in game with other players is also NeverwinterConnections.com. It's a matchmaking community, and you register there, and you set your time schedule, like what time zone you're in, and you'll get a list of games, and you'll get a list of what people are looking for more players. And you just click a button, and you join up in that game, and you know ahead of time when it starts, where to, you get the connection information, where to join up with these other folks. And it also gives you information on what files you need to put install into your Neverwinter Nights game.
And so I'd like to put something up.
There's Neverwinter Campaigns, too. NWNCampaigns.com also.
What I'd like to say is just tell them, go straight to our site, and I'll personally get them there. Because I actually knew about all these other sites, and I still didn't join the community. Because it was, to me, I was like, oh, my gosh, now I got to, you know, there's a whole other world to learn is Neverwinter Connections, which I found out, of course, they're perfectly friendly and all that. But it was just another step that, for some reason, I was shy to do or something. But if you come to NeverwinterNightsPodcast.com and say, how do I find a game, we'll get you to a game.
Cool. I really appreciate it. So everybody be sure to head over to, I guess it's NWNPodcast.com, and check out the one and only Neverwinter Nights podcast, and go out and pick up one of the Neverwinter Nights games. And as they recommended, grab – would you say grab both of them or –
Either or, sure. I think.
Yes, excellent.
Grab both of those. Head over.
And you can order both of them from our website.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Be sure to support them. Yeah. Help them out with that.
If strapped for cash, start with Neverwinter Nights 1 and find the, is it Diamond is the?
Hey, if you go to, if you go right over to the, if you go right over to the right, there's Neverwinter Nights Platinum.
Yeah.
Displayed right over on the right side of our website.
Expansions and everything and, and so you'll get what those of us that started at the beginning kept paying for. You'll get it all in one box for a lot cheaper.
And for Neverwinter Nights 2, it's Neverwinter Nights 2 Gold, if you get that one. That'll have the original, and that'll have the original and Mask of the Betrayer in it. And then just newly released with Storm of Zaheers, which you would have to buy separately.
Cool. Which turns it into a whole different game again, and it's a whole other story.
Yeah. So. Awesome. We really appreciate you guys coming on the show and talking to us. It was really, really enlightening. I mean, feel like I've got a better understanding now of the online side of it. I mean, I'd never really gotten to talk to anybody about it before, so learned a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
I want to log on now and get into it.
Excellent.
Well, you guys keep pumping out the shows, so I've got something to listen to, and we'll definitely try to talk to you guys again down the road.
Appreciate that.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks
for coming on.
Yeah, until next time, folks, get in game.
And level up.
Level up.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're mad as hell. Oh, okay. No, we're not.
And we're not going to take it anymore?
Actually, I'll take it. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm not really mad.
Skunk's good.
Are you mad, Skunk?
I shot the bluebird of happiness with my Red Ryder BB gun.
Sorry. You got anything to add to that, Rachel?
No comment. I like birds.
You like birds? I like birds too. Turkey, chicken. They taste good.
Yeah. Those are all birds you eat, though. Don't you like to pet birds or, you know, sing with them?
I actually had zebra finches that had baby zebra finches, which was kind of cool.
But you didn't eat them.
No. I videotaped them. Learning to fly.
You're opening up such a beautiful world of sunshine and light for me. It just inspires me to gallop down the road and sing. And like,
he's going to tell. He's going to tell. He's going to tell.
My, oh, my, what a beautiful day.
Plenty of sunshine heading your way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Hey, wait. You ate the bird, dude. Spit that out. Spit it out.
I'm still chewing.
Spit it out.
You.
Do you know the Heimlich? Heimlich him.
I wouldn't try it.
Yeah, I wouldn't put my arms around Skunk either.
Actually, I'd prefer him to choke.
I'm sorry. I'll resurrect the bluebird. And I don't know. Get that fresh bird taste in my mouth. We'll probably edit this out.
Yeah, we'll beat this.
Yeah, I'll have PETA end up sending me hate mails. Which I am an animal lover myself. I am, really, honestly.
Except when you're trying to eat.
Oh, the interview from the Lag War. Yes, my favorite part of that is when I got to talk about Dungeons and Dragons being such a satanic game, and returning back to reality, you know, isn't really a problem because you could use that to enhance your gaming even more. You could sacrifice your family pet on your front lawn to unlock the dark powers of the universe to enhance your gaming experience. And I'll show you how sometime soon through the vidcast tutorial.
I still have the 700 club pamphlet, dude, so it wasn't a fun time to be in D&D-er, actually. Actually, it was a fun time, but it was frustrating.
Oh, why not? Why can't we go back to those days again and give people a good darn reason to fear the game?
Well, ritual sacrificing is all clean fun, right?
Exactly. Until somebody loses an eye.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the main components.
Oh. Get away from me with that stick, Skunk. So, you got any news from the DMFI, Scott?
Yes, Tsunami is working up some updates for the DMFI Neverwinter Nights 1 series of the Wands and Widgets tools, and he's messing with the resting system to improve that.
Cool.
Yep, and I'm trying to work up a module, which I need playtesters for, that I hope becomes DMFI certified. So, you can check out in our forums if you want to play a game with one of the most wickedest dungeon masters for Neverwinter Nights 1. Go ahead and post in our forum and let me know when you're free to game. And we can try to collaborate a time frame for as many people as we can from our listener base to have a game of happiness and joy and peace together.
And hopefully not too much bug finding, right?
Yeah.
Since it's a playtest.
Yes.
Well, I signed up. I hope my schedule will work in for that. That's It would be an honor to be DM'd by you, Skunk.
Hey, thank you.
No worries. I mean that.
Oh, it's like a Kodak moment, except you can't see it. There's,
yeah, more of those happy bluebirds and things.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have Storm as a Hear, Rachel?
No, but if some kind soul out there wants to send me a copy, you know, it's just kind of a get-to-know-you gift or just, you know, just because out of the goodness of your heart, please send it my way.
She's ready for some sugar daddies from our listener base.
I actually haven't gotten that far in. I was really intrigued by the Overland map, and it's not the solution that I needed for my module. It's pretty cool. It's not the solution for my mod, but and once I got a little bit into there, I was like zipping off with my attention deficit disorder to something else. But
I think it's wicked. I like the Overland map. I believe with some adjustments that the community's working on, you could probably end up playing Sid Meier's Pirates with it. So.
Yeah. No, I totally dig it. Actually, the only thing, if I had to have a problem with it, which I don't, because like I said, it works exactly, it just doesn't work for my Treasure Island module, is that I can't adjust the camera angle to see, you know, cool mountains and stuff. I mean, you have to wait till you get to the cool mountains.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. It's wicked.
I have a problem doing a review of Storm of Zaheer because I'm already a biased fan of the game series, and I liked it. I thought the music was great. The music was spectacular.
Yeah, speaking of the music, are you working on a Rogue Deus Studios interview?
Yeah. I wish I had the music team. I don't have the music team yet. But I have the main developers coming up onto the show soon.
Well, because those guys, yeah, were the ones that did some of the extra Storm of Zaheer music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no wonder why it's so good. Yeah, I just recently listened to the Purgatorio music.
Yeah, the Planescape module that they're working on.
Yes, that's very good. The music is very wicked.
Yeah. Well, those guys were, well, are real composers. Not that anybody else isn't, I suppose. But okay, I'll take my foot out of my mouth now.
Well, folks, thanks to Borden Ha Elvin from the Builders Project, we would like to remind all of you builders out there to please back up your works. Some possible options being MSN SkyDrive, or save it to a CDR, DVD, or flash drive. So save your works. And thanks, Borden, for the community reminder.
That sounds like he has a not fun story to have said that.
Yeah, he recently almost lost his work and was calling out to everyone that he was working with to see if they had a copy of his projects, and luckily he discovered he had a backup.
So I'd also want to say then, if anyone doesn't know, and I'm sure everybody does, but shut off autosave in your tool set. Go there right now. Shut it off. It will eat your mod.
For Neverwinter Nights 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's some extensive work in there. So, yeah, definitely save your work, fellas.
I did something the other day. I was working with Misery Stone, and we got a couple. I got sent the new folder for the camp, or for that part of the campaign. I was talking to my wife. It was like 11:30 or 12 at night, and I'm doing something on the computer, and I just brought the folder over. You know, an alert thing comes up. Oh, yeah, of course, yes, whatever. So I copied over all the files that I'd been working on. It's like, no, wait, stop. Oops. But luckily, actually, for the first time in my whole life, I'd actually kind of kept track of what I'd done, so that was easy enough. It's a pain in the butt, but yeah, good advice, Borden. Hopefully we'll all remember to actually heat it.
How is Misery Stone coming along?
Well, thank you for asking.
You're
it's going really good. It's a blast. I had originally just talked about doing some dialogue, and they've kind of taken me in a little bit and let me do more than that, and it's amazing. I mean, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous looking thing. So It's scary good. That's basically what it is. And we've got some companions going in there that are to die for.
Literally?
Johnny Reed did the sculpting on them, or the modeling, and they're just, I mean, it's incredible. I'll put a link to the blog in the show notes. Yeah, and so if you're looking for a way to, hey, treat that Valentine, why don't you go to Cafe Press, look at our Never Winter Nights podcast show, and maybe get a fridge magnet. Although that probably won't get you much for Valentine's. It'll show how much you care to about the your favorite Never Winter Nights podcast.
Say it's the gift that keeps on giving to us.
So what should I get my Never Winter Nights spouse from the Cafe Press store? I imagine the dog dish is out.
There's the teddy bear. Isn't there a teddy bear in there with a NWN podcast shirt?
Oh, teddy bears are cute.
I know there's a thong.
Yeah, there you go.
Can never go wrong with a thong.
We might need some models, Rachel.
Oh my. Okay, so until next time.
Get in game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Never Winter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Never Winter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Never Winter Nights podcast. The Never Winter Nights podcast is copyright 2008.
Getting busy.
Hey, she's getting busy.
I would roll my tongue, but I can't roll my tongue.
That's okay. you shouldn't have said that to Skunk.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. All right. I want to do a barbarian. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Yay!
Dun dun dun.
Enjoy.
Somehow, Skunk, you blowing your nose and then saying enjoy just ain't doing it for me.
Merry Christmas.
And God bless us, everyone.
Tiny Tim.
There you go. There's your voice character for Jack.
Run away, Birdie, run away!
Skunk is after you.
I'm hungry.
No! Oh, what a pretty bird.
That's all right.